Our reading this morning is taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, beginning to read at verse 4. Just a short introduction. You will have heard that King Nebuchadnezzar made a golden statue, and he set it up on the plain of Dura, and he called to himself all the leaders of the country, anybody who was anybody, to come for the dedication of the statue. When they were standing before the statue that Nebuchadnezzar had set up, the herald proclaimed aloud, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that when you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, the harp, the drum, and entire musical ensemble, you are to fall down and worship the golden statue that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be thrown into a furnace of blazing fire. Therefore, as soon as all the people heard the sound of the musical instruments and the entire ensemble, all the peoples, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the golden statue that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Accordingly, at this time, certain Chaldeans came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, drum, and entire musical ensemble shall fall down and worship the golden statue. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be thrown into a furnace of blazing fire. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These pay no heed to you, O king. They do not serve your gods, and they do not worship the golden statue that you have set up.' Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought in. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar said to them, 'Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods, and you do not worship the golden statue that I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the instruments and the entire musical ensemble, to fall down and worship the statue that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be thrown into the furnace of blazing fire. And who is the God that will deliver you out of my hands?' Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, 'O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to present a defense to you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire and out of your hand, O king, let him deliver us.'" Thanks be to God for that reading from his word. Amen.
Join in prayer. May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Daniel, one of the exiles in Babylon, with his three friends renamed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Do you remember? from your Sunday school days. Shake the bed, make the bed, and to bed we go. Daniel, a little later in the book, gets thrown into a lion's den on a trumped-up charge, while, as we have just been hearing, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego get thrown into a fiery furnace. Might we say that they are all of them, in a way, representative? Representative of the powerless and the oppressed in any age who find themselves under the rule might be called a willful power, foreigners, refugees, asylum seekers, Mexican workers in the United States, Eastern European labourers in the fields of East Anglia, the French resistance in the Second World War. Representative. But not just them. Daniel, Shadrach, Abednego are like many folk today who do not feel that they belong, that they have any stake in the country in which they live. Protesters on the streets of US cities waving placards saying, "Not my president." But also redundant steelworkers in the towns of Ohio who have long since lost any hope in the American dream. The forgotten families on the blasted British housing estates who felt in recent years the cold chill of austerity and the voicelessness of their situation. The European citizens who have watched as its institutions have grown faceless and remote. I think probably that in this and governments, elites, is as wide as it has ever been. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in their very different world, represent. How? By protesting? By agitating for change? Trying to persuade Nebuchadnezzar to be a bit more democratic? No. Actually, by putting their faith somewhere else and by standing. This is how, in the words of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the first part of which we heard in our reading, "If our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire and out of your hand, O king, let him deliver us." But it continues. "But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods and we will not worship the golden statue that you have set up." That's how they stand. And the most important words, the words for us to take on board, never mind the fantastical stories and the miraculous escapes that have thrilled generations of Sunday school, is just these words. "But if not." That's the point of faith, my friends, and that's the challenge to us this Remembrance Day. Remembrance Day brings back to mind days of glory. All over, members of the military and citizens today will be singing, "I vow to my country," with shining eyes. Donald Trump has offered hope to make America great again. The Brexiteers offer Britain can once again become a great trading nation. But if not, that's the point of faith, my friends. But if not. things might get better. Our forces might prevail in battle. Our world might become more prosperous, more secure. But if not, the story of Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego shows us exactly what it means, this remembrance, to live by faith in this conflicted, confused, insecure world. And why? The book of Daniel, as we heard, is full of lurid visions and complicated codes and allusions to all kinds of things we can't easily understand anymore, strange creatures and so on. But all the visions, in their different ways, come down to one quite simple thing. God is in control. Ultimately, I mean, not immediately, not in ways that you can see, not by might and power. God is in control. Not Nebuchadnezzar, not Belshazzar, not Darius the Mede, not Donald Trump or Mrs. May or Vladimir Putin. Not golden statues and gods in Daniel's day, or shimmering buildings and nuclear weapons and drones in ours. This is God's world, not theirs, not ours, actually. And we who are called to be Christian can echo those words. We are citizens of another country, inhabitants of another city. God's kingdom, the city of God, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. That's the great vision at the very end in the book of Revelation that in some ways echoes visions in the book of Daniel. And the home of God is with human beings, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, and mourning and crying shall be no more. You know the old song? This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. And whatever this world promises, whatever this world brings, we will not fall, we will not despair, we will not follow false hope. We will not give all our loyalty to the institutions and the politicians and the campaigns and the countries of this world. Oh, we'll give them some. For we are called to be good citizens of the world in which we live, but not all. For we have believed in Jesus, and we are following Christ, and we have vowed to stand with him, come what may, come hell or high water. For we believe that he is able to deliver us from the furnaces of blazing fire and out of the hands of the kings of our world. We are called to be, you could say, the Daniels, the Shadrachs, Meshachs, and Abednegos of today. But if not, be it known to you, O kings, O politicians, O countries, that we will not serve your gods. We will serve Christ. And as we say over and over and over and over again, we believe that he will raise us up on the last day.